Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. There's an enhanced risk of severe weather later today in parts of the state. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Struess says everyone across the southern half of Minnesota should be on alert.
At this point, looking at the latest data, narrow into a tighter corridor. I think it's maybe Twin Cities and south towards I-90 as kind of that strip where the most intense thunderstorms look possible, again, looking at the latest data coming in.
Struess says there's a possibility of hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and localized flooding with this system. Minnesota's Commissioner of Agriculture says some farmers are sitting out the 2026 crop year. Tom Peterson says negative margins are resulting in growers going idle.
Maybe some of those smaller grain farmers, if they have somebody willing to pay, you know, a couple hundred dollars an acre to rent their land and run it rather than losing, you know, $100 an acre, which is kind of what some of the penciling still projects to be with everything.
Peterson says he can't think of another year where this has happened.
Minnesota, we have 12 farm advocates, and I met with the farm advocates yesterday. In fact, one of them is a farmer, and I asked them about that, and he said, actually, I'm doing that this year. I'm parking my equipment.
Peterson says the conflict in the Middle East could not have come at a worse time for farmers, and more federal financial assistance is probably necessary. The Minnesota House Ways and Means Committee will discuss the latest economic impact numbers from Operation Metro Surge this morning. Testifiers include school and government leaders along with small business owners. City of Minneapolis announced in February the impact of the federal ICE operation was at least $203 million. And the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office reports four people were arrested during an anti-ICE protest outside the Whipple Federal Building in Minneapolis. A standing ovation for Kevin Garnett at the Timberwolves' regular season finale last night against the Pelicans.
Target center! He's back! Make some noise and give a warm welcome back to the big ticket, Kevin Garnett!
It was KG's first game at Target Center since November of 2018. He watched Minnesota's young players defeat New Orleans 132-126. Minnesota's the sixth seed in the Western Conference playoffs and will face Denver on Saturday. And the Minnesota Twins are tied with the Cleveland Guardians for the best record in the American League and first place in the Central Division. The Twins improved to 9-7 with an 8-2 win Sunday at Toronto. Taj Bradley pitched 5 innings of 1-run ball and struck out 7 for the victory. Minnesota is opening a 3-game series tonight in Boston. This is MNN.